Hello, you all. So this week's episode is going to be a little different than normal. This week I don't have a guest because of a scheduling. Hello, you all. Welcome everyone to another episode of the XL Tribesman podcast. Yes, I am well aware this podcast is a few days late. However, I am late, but I got an on time, God. And I am still here today, tired, faced, and literally all. It is 3 o'clock in the morning and I want to go to sleep. However, I am so committed to this task of putting out 52 episodes in 2022 that I'm going to record even half sleep. I'm going to record. So, I wanted to do a follow-up. So, I made a video on YouTube about 4 or so years ago. And that video was really about helping guys getting started in modeling. And obviously, since then, I have grown so much. I've grown immensely in my knowledge and what I can provide to help people understand how to get into modeling, because it is still the number one question that I get on a consistent basis. How do I become a model? So I wanted to kind of do a revamp of that, add some new tips, and, you know, bring back the OG ones that obviously are still relevant to today. The number one thing people ask me all the time is how to become a model. And one thing I noticed, the people that ask me how to become a model, whenever I go to their page, it's private. You all, please listen to me. Hear me from the deepest depths of my soul. Not one modeling agency is going to request to be your friend to see your work before they choose to work with you. So first and foremost, please make sure your page is open. Please do that for me. Please. Let's start there. Secondly, I've noticed that people who ask me to, they want to know how to become a model. I also know that one of the other popular things I notice is that when you, if their page is open and you go to their page, you realize that none of the content on their page is them. Most people aren't running a platform where you're sharing other people's work and content like XL Tribes do. Most of you all are running your own personal branded content, which means everything on your page needs to literally be your content that you've created. That's actually one of the things about being a personal content creator. You don't have the freedom to pull inspiration from other things unless you're putting up quotes or things like that, which obviously makes sense. But for the most part, it should be you, your content, and what resonates with the audience that you're trying to capture. So keep that in mind. When I go to your page, I shouldn't see 7,562 memes. And I have to scroll all the way back to 2013 to find an actual photo of you. It should be more photos of you than anything else, or more videos of you than anything else. So keep that in mind, fellas. So next, take great photos. I have a friend over at DIY Portrait. His nickname is Picture Man Say So. His name is Milton. He teaches a course about how to take your own photos with your own phone. People are always telling me, oh my God, I'd love to be a model, but I can't afford to be a model. That's not true. Most of us have $1,000 phones in our pockets, whether you have an iPhone or Android. I'm going to put my hate for Android aside for this specific thing, because if you know me, you know I do not do green bubbles. However, that phone is a lot of money, and I want you to utilize it for all that it can do. So I want you all to learn how to take better photos, whether you have to take his course or you decide to go on YouTube and take a YouTube course, whatever the case is, please do that and learn how to take your own photos. You don't need anyone. All you need is a tripod, your phone, and a Bluetooth clicker. Or if you have an iPhone, you can just use your Apple Watch. It has the camera feature. You set it, timer, and take your own photos. You know, once you start doing it a lot and you get a little fancy, maybe you can upgrade to other equipment. But honestly, start with what you got. That's my next tip. Like, I can't stress that enough. Start with what you got. My next tip is going to be that once you start taking your own photos, then I want you to start publishing them. So many of us are afraid to put ourselves out there. Most opportunities come to people who are actively seeking it out. And that's where they say opportunity meets preparation. So for most of you who are looking to be a model, for the vast majority of you, someone's not going to come knocking on your door or your digital door and say, hey, we found you. At this stage in the game, there are so many models that they have now become accustomed to you coming to them because there's so many of us now, which is actually an amazing thing. Because when I originally made this video, there were probably one, maybe two, maybe three big and tall models. Now there's over 20, if not like 25 models that I see working the industry, from Target to all the way down to your small mom and pops. Like, I see you all. Y'all are out here working. Like, we've come so far in the last 5 years. So I want to congratulate them. But so put yourself out there so that modeling agencies can find you. They need to find you, which means you need to make yourself discoverable. Think of yourself and your talent like Bluetooth. You have to be discoverable for people to connect with you. You see what I did there? You see what I did there? But anywho, then after you begin to put yourself out there, i.e., you know, once you take your own photos, putting them up on Instagram, then the next thing I want you to focus on is tagging the brands in your clothes. Listen, brands notice when there is a customer that they consistently see showing up in their tag with their clothes on, they're going to notice you because everyone's looking for promotional content to help sell their clothes, their beard balm, whatever it is they're trying to sell. They're always looking for promotional content. So be that voice, be that content creator, and create the content for that brand. Once you start putting yourself out there in that way and tagging the brands, the next thing I would say is start then curating content. What I mean by that is like, okay, Valentine's Day is coming, so I want to create Valentine's Day look around, let's say the Winston box is one of the big and tall brands. You want to create content around the Winston box. So you purchase a Winston box that has, you know, the color scheme, whether it be red and white or black and red or whatever the case is. You want to start thinking about creating that kind of content in advance. So that's what I mean by curating content. So this is like next level stuff, but still, those kind of things help get you ready for the ultimate goal, obviously, which is to do what you love and get paid for. But this is a long game. I mean, the newcomers, I noticed that especially with Reels, you can explode really quickly. I've literally watched people go from 2,000-3,000 followers to 20,000-30,000 followers in a month because they are being consistent with creating new content, specifically Reels that, you know, end up going viral. And obviously, if you have a few viral, you know, Reels, it'll really catapult your digital presence. So keep that in mind when you're creating content, that what you're doing is working your way from one level to the next level without compromising your value structure. But you're going to do that. You're going to keep in mind that you're going to keep creating new content to serve your audience. So get in the mindset of creating consistent content as well. So whatever your consistency is, I want to stress, consistency doesn't look the same for everyone. If somebody's consistent 5 days a week and someone else is consistent 3 days a week, that means nothing. All it means is the consistency is at two different levels. But stay consistent however consistent works for you. Okay? I believe that for the most part, those are like the main tips that will help you get discovered as a Big and Tall model. I really wanted to do a follow-up episode because at the time, Reels wasn't out. And it was harder to get discovered. You would have to go viral by either going on a popular page or someone who has a larger following basically shout you out. But now you can organically grow on your own without any help. Just create content, put it in Reels, and post. And use the right hashtags and people will find you. So I wanted to add that little tidbit in there. On how to get discovered as a Big and Tall model. Like I said, it's the question I get asked the most. And I really just wanted to provide an update for you all. And since I don't have a guest this week, I thought it'd be a perfect time to do a solo episode. Now, what I want to do is ask you all, what other things would you like me to discuss? So when I have issues with either scheduling or a guest not being able to show up, or maybe there's a cancellation, I want to create a free flow of thoughts that can help me understand what it is I need to create in those moments where I don't have a guest. So if you all can please shout that out for me, put that in the DMs of this comment, or underneath the comment, I should say, not in the DMs, but underneath the comment for this post, and let me know, what should I talk about in the interim when we don't have guests? Again, thank you all for listening. I appreciate you all so much. I know this episode is 2 days late, but I still got it done, okay? Because I am committed to the process of dropping 52 episodes in 2022. Okay, thank you all, and good night, because I'm going to bed.